Zepto gets SEBI nod for $1 billion IPO.
Swiggy improves, urban company disappoints in Q4 FY26.
Churn at Z47 and Fashion Zara.
Indian government on hosting Claude in India.
Digital lending platform Kisht makes its Dalal Street debut.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Before we get into our top stories, some breaking news that came in just a while ago. Quick commerce firm Zepto has received approval from SEBI for its IPO.
Yes, so sources have told Money Control that the company is likely to raise between $800 million to $1 billion through the IPO. Now, Zepto is expected to work on its updated draft papers and could list within the next 60 to 90 days.
So that would make Zepto one of the fastest startups to go public in India. Founded in 2020, it could also become the country's first pure-play quick commerce company to list on the exchanges.
Yes, so one information here, the company had initially planned a smaller raise of about $500 million, but the amount has reportedly gone up as competition is intensifying across a quick commerce space with players like Blinkit, Instamart, Amazon Now, and Flipkart Minutes all expanding aggressively.
Speaking of quick commerce, let's move to our first story where quarterly earnings are beginning to show how expensive speed can get.
Yes, so Swiggy and Urban Company both reported Q4 FY26 numbers, but the outcomes were very different. Let's look at Swiggy first. Swiggy managed to narrow its losses to 800 crore rupees from over 1,000 crores a year ago, while revenue rose about 45% to about 6,300 crores.
Swiggy's food delivery segment posted its biggest growth in nearly 4 years and crossed 1,000 crore rupees in annual adjusted EBITDA.
But Swiggy also sounded more cautious on quick commerce. Instamart's gross order value still grew nearly 69% year-on-year, but the company hinted at a more calibrated expansion approach going forward.
That's right. So Group CEO Sriharsha Majethi said the next phase of quick commerce will be less about just fulfillment speed and more about anticipating consumer demand. Meanwhile, Urban Company reported a very different picture. Its losses widened sharply by 50 times to 159 crore rupees from just 3 crores a year ago.
Yes, that was largely because of heavy investments into InstaHelp, its 10-minute home services business. Now, InstaHelp scaled rapidly during the quarter, touched 2.7 million orders and 40 crore rupees in net transaction value though.
But the burn is significant. In fact, CEO Abhiraj Bal said the company lost around 447 rupees per order while expanding into newer cities and categories. And competition is only getting tougher with startups like Snabbit and Pronto also scaling rapidly in instant home services. Clearly, quick commerce is expanding, but profitability timelines are becoming harder to predict. Moving to startup leadership churn now, where two well-known startup and investing names are seeing exits. Let's start with venture capital firm Z47. Sudipto Sanigrahi, managing director at the firm, has quit after nearly 10 years.
Yes, sources told Money Control he is now exploring starting a new company in San Francisco. His exit comes shortly after two other senior exits at the firm, including Pranay Desai and Chandrasekhar Venugopal.
The timing is notable because Z47 is currently preparing to raise a new $300 to $400 million fund, its first since separating from Matrix Partners in 2024.
Yes, then there's Fashion Zara, which is a B2B fashion startup, where co-founder and former CEO Pawan Gupta has stepped away from the company. Now, sources said Gupta has been spending time in San Francisco again and is now considering launching an AI startup.
Looks like all the Bengaluru Valley folks are heading to Silicon Valley. Well, Fashion Zara itself has gone through multiple changes over the last 2 years as the B2B fashion supply chain startup shrank operations after aggressive expansion. The company has raised more than $100 million from investors, including Accel, Elevation Capital, and Prosus.
According to the company, Gupta's departure was amicable with co-founder Abhishek Sharma continuing as CEO.
On to AI and national security, where the Indian government is stepping up scrutiny of Anthropic's latest AI model, Claude Mythos.
Yes, so sources have told Money Control that officials are pressing Anthropic to host advanced AI models locally within India if they are to be used in sectors like banking, telecom, and critical infra.
The concern is around jurisdiction, cybersecurity, and data localization. Officials reportedly believe that AI systems handling sensitive Indian data cannot rely entirely on foreign-hosted infrastructure.
Yes, Anthropic's India team has recently held discussions with the Finance Ministry, Meti, and Certin to explain the model's cyber capabilities and safeguards.
These discussions intensified after reports claim Mythos could rapidly identify and exploit zero-day software vulnerabilities.
Yes, under Anthropic's Project Glasswing, early access to the model was reportedly given to around 40 mostly US-based companies for cybersecurity testing, with no Indian firms included.
Officials are now asking for stronger sovereign safeguards, including local hosting of both the models and inference processing inside India. And finally, a listing update from the fintech space on EMI Technology Solutions, which operates digital lending platform Kisht, made its stock market debut today with 11 to 12% premium over its issue price.
Yes, their shares listed at around 190 to 191 rupees on the NSE and BSE, taking the company's market capitalization about 3,200 crore rupees. And the IPO was subscribed about 9.5 times during the primary market offering earlier this month.
The company plans to use the proceeds to strengthen the capital base of its lending subsidiary and support future growth.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more Tech and Startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Chandra and Bhavya signing off. Have a great weekend.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.